Welcome everyone to Imagineering Girls. So guys, it is time for yet another episode. So before we get started with today's episode, be sure to follow us on Instagram, same name, the page, and be sure to check out our YouTube channel and be sure to hit that subscribe button and the same name. So guys, so as you guys, some may have seen from the title and some may have seen because, you know, you guys are fans like me of Halloween Horror Nights. I've seen that a new spec map, a new speculation map number 2, speculation map number 2 for this year's event, AG1033, has been released. So guys, so for those who don't know what a speculation map is, the speculation map is basically a very early kind of speculation. This has always happened with HHN. It's nothing new. It's just not much people know about it. Only the true fans know about it. So a speculation map is just a way of predicting based off of rumors. Basically, a speculation map is the rumors that like most everybody is agreeing on. So it's just rumors from inside Universal, from people that think ideas, things that make sense, but nothing is official from the speculation maps. Everything is just a big guess. So it's just a big guess, big speculation, and you know, just how it says a word, speculation, just, you know, guessing what may come. When it comes closer to HHN, it is easier to predict, and the speculation map is usually more correct than the ones now, like the first and the second, since we get the facades of the houses, so we can, like, with people that take drone pictures, like, we could make out some, connect some things with the facade. And also when it gets closer, they usually have already announced like probably 2 houses already, so we can, you know, we have less houses to guess. But for speculation map number 2 has been released from both Orlando and Hollywood. If you want, be sure to check out our 2 previous episodes of HHN, the one with the code names and the one with the speculation map number 1, so that you can know, like, and compare what's different from this one. So we do have some new things in this new speculation map. There's still some things that have been like stuck around or maybe changed location. The location, it's not usually the exact location. I think that's the thing that most changes when they officially announce it and when they officially release the map of the event, which is like probably like a few days before the event, so we won't get that very soon. So this year, the second speculation map actually has come very early. Usually we get like the second speculation map like at the end of May and early June, and then we get like third speculation map close to July. So hopefully we'll, you know, stick with that. Those kind of how it's going so far, which we have gone like early speculation maps and everything, so that we could keep, you know, guessing. It's always very fun. And yes, it is time for speculation season. Speculation season, HHN, is year round, 365 days. For the ones, you know, all of us fans, we know that it's yearly, and you know, we need to guess. It's fun. It's, you know, it's like a game. So for what I'm gonna say before I get started, everything is speculation, nothing is official, so everything I'm gonna say is opinions, it's my opinion, so don't get mad. Or, and it's also based off speculation map, so don't get mad if it's something that you don't like. Everything is just speculation, just a big guess game, see what we get right. Sometimes we get most of them right, sometimes we get like 1 or 2 right, and sometimes we, you know, sometimes we even get none right. So everything, because the only one who knows what's going on is Universal itself. And we have still not gotten an official announcement. When they release an official announcement, I will be sure to make an episode and discuss it. So let's get started with the Orlando map. Of course, the Orlando map, I'm going to know more about it since I already went to the event in Orlando. And I kind of know more about the history of Orlando, Hollywood. I'm sorry, but I will try my best to do what I could get of the speculation map. I don't know much about your history, about their history and everything, so not too confident with those guesses. But first, in the Orlando map, we still have unknown scare zones. I think that's the hardest thing to like guess because, you know, scare zones are harder to guess since we don't know if they're based on a movie or just an original, and they're usually original and it's very difficult to guess. So for the entertainment for this year's event over at Diagon Alley, we do have the sign, the logo kind of that they use for Death Eaters, so that probably indicates us that Death Eaters will be coming back to this year's event, which is very exciting because we really love them, and it's not strange that they're coming back. They were so popular and it was really cool to go in there. And then we got obviously the Fear Factor stage. We got that fiery symbol that probably indicates us that we will get Nightmare Fuel back or another type of sequel from Nightmare Fuel, which I didn't get to check out last year, but I'm going to try to check out this year. I want to see what Nightmare Fuel is about. I know it's a very popular show. So first up at soundstage 23A, we got a South America symbol with some trees in it. So if you guys may seen already the speculation map number one, we did had the South America symbol, but we didn't have that little jungle inside. When I see that, I only see like three things. I see maybe we could be getting the one that everybody has been like guessing, and that's Creature from the Black Lagoon. It takes place in South America. The only thing that I cannot base it off, that I'm not sure with that, is like it does have a film reel, and it will usually have a film reel, even though it's based off Universal Monsters. But, you know. The other thing that I could think about it, I would love a Creature from the Black Lagoon house, but the other thing that I could think about it is Latin American monsters like they did over at Hollywood last year, since they already have, like, they don't have to do much difference. They already have the budget, basically. They probably still have some props, so they can just recycle. And that house was based off like urban legends of Latin America of like monsters, so they could like stick with maybe two or maybe just one, and then add new ones. I would love that house. I saw videos from Hollywood last year. I loved how they did it. It was like, even though it was the same length as the other houses because it had like three monsters, it felt like a really long house. And I always love when they do that, like especially like last year when they did over in Orlando, the monsters house unmasked. It was because it had so many monsters, it made it feel like it was a really long house, which I really loved. Or the other thing that I could think of, which I was also, that was my first guess in speculation map number one, is some type of Universal take on La Llorona, since they cannot base it off the movie, since the movie is owned by Sony. They don't have the rights and everything, so they could do still like how they did in Hollywood, not last year, but in 2022. So I would love that. I love the movie, and I saw like some videos of over at Hollywood, and it looked very cool. So maybe it's time for Orlando to borrow some house from Hollywood, or maybe it may be Creature from the Black Lagoon. But yeah, that like those are my three big guesses for that house. Then over in soundstage 22, we got the female symbol and the hair of Bride of Frankenstein, and it does have a film reel. So because it has a film reel, like the film symbol, that does mean that it will be based, well, not will be, because we still don't know if it's official. It's not official, so. But on the speculation map, that that shows us that it might be based off a movie. And when I see that female symbol, Bride of Frankenstein, I think, again, three big ideas. I think it can be just a Bride of Frankenstein themed house, since they love to do their classic monster's house every time in every year's event. If not, it could be a house where they would like put all female monsters together, which I would love that. Like, again, so many monsters that it would make the house feel so long. And if not, I feel like it could be Lisa Frankenstein. It was a new movie. It's The Bride of Frankenstein. It's like a take on The Bride of Frankenstein. I love that movie because it was like creepy and funny at the same time. So I would love a house based off of that. Then we have over in Soundstage 23B, we have the sign of a Cadillac, the sign of like the logo of Cadillac with a film symbol that indicates that it might be based off a movie. And when I see that Cadillac, it didn't change from speculation map number one. And for me, and like everybody else thinks, I think it's Ghostbusters, their car. And Ghostbusters is a Cadillac, so, and Universal has announced that they will be using that Cadillac, and, well, they haven't announced that it's gonna be used, but they have announced that Ghostbusters is gonna be, like, their summer celebration, and they could recycle the same, like, you know, car if they use that, and then bring it to THN. The movie's gonna turn 40. If it's the original movie, or it's the new movie, I would love to see both. It would be cool. Yeah, and I really like love a classic house like that. Then we have Soundstage 24A. We have a mute symbol and a film symbol. We had the same from last time. It just changed, you know, changed location. I still think it's a quiet place. It's what like makes sense. It's, you know, mute symbol. The franchise is gonna release a third movie this summer, and they usually like to do, you know, like promote a new movie. And I will definitely love a house based off of that. If not, I have heard other rumors of Silent Hill or Silence of the Lambs, but I feel like I'm leaning over more with the Quiet Place theme. We have in Soundstage 24B, we have a literally like a piece of candy symbol. It kind of changed, but still, I feel like it's still meaning the same meaning from the first speculation map. First speculation map, we had a lollipop in that same location. And from what I've heard and from what I think, I feel like it's going to be a Major Suites house. It does have a film symbol. Maybe it's not going to be based off of film. Major Suites was very popular in 2022. I would love a house of Major Suites because he was like a character that needed to be an icon, and he wasn't an icon for that year. And I could see him be like, I could see them have a house for him, and just a house, or if not, making him the house and making him the icon for this year, which I will definitely love. I loved how they look, how the scare zone looked at 2022. And I would definitely love a house with that. It would be so cool. And storyline, I love when they do those original stories. They just really bring it. And it's just amazing how they do the props and everything. Then we have in the Fast and Furious Unknown Original. For that one, how it says the name. It's an original. It's unknown. I really don't have any guesses. I was guessing before that was going to be Blumhouse, but it was because it said unknown IP. Now it says unknown original, so I really don't have any guesses for that. Then over at Sprung Tent number 3, we got a popcorn bucket. And when I see that popcorn bucket, I think of it's an original house. It may be an original house. I see popcorn bucket, I think of two big things. I think of either it's a sequel to Slaughter Cinema, a very popular house. It's like a storyline that they have done other houses, like Yeti Cameron Kills was based off the Slaughter Cinema kind of franchise that Universal invented. A sequel to the original house, I would love it. If not, I feel like it might be a house based off one of the icons from like a few years ago, which was the Usher. It was like an Usher that he was killed in the theater, and everybody who broke the rule in the theater, he will kill them. So also very cool, have that that cinema feeling and set. I would definitely love that. It would be very cool. And then we have in Sprungton number 4, we have a lantern and a film symbol. When I see that, I immediately go, my mind goes immediately to Insidious. They always use a lantern, film, Blumhouse, everything like goes together perfectly. And like, I've heard people also agree on that, so I think for that one's gonna be Insidious probably. Then in Sprungton number 2, we have a black and white house. One side is black with windows and door white, and the other side is white with the window and the door black. When I think of that, it might be an original, so I think of either literally a black and white house where everything will be black and white. If not, based off the tribute store from last year, which was like a comic book. Definitely would love to feel like you're going to a comic, like a horror comic book. That would be probably one of my favorite houses. And they did that. And the other thing that I have heard people talk about it is Blumhouse, but it does not look like the Blumhouse logo. When they usually put like Blumhouse logo in a speculation map, it literally is the Blumhouse logo without the B and H. And then lastly, we have in Sprungton number 1, we have this basically museum exhibit with a Egyptian eye in the frame. So when I think of that, I think of, like I said, Poseidon's Fury, because it has that Egyptian, you know, mythology kind of, you know, theme. If not just in the original house, basically like going to a museum, something goes wrong, you have to escape. Very cool. If not, just like that was where last time was the Minotaur symbol. So some type of mythology house. But basically those are my big guesses for the speculation map over in Orlando. Then in Hollywood, now let's go over to Hollywood. In Hollywood, they have two shows. They have one that's literally a medic symbol, and it has a cross, and it has a film symbol. When I think of that, I just think of some like Walking Dead or something. It goes together, the medic and everything. That's my big guess for that. The other one is a globe, a symbol of a globe, and the film symbol. When I see that, I only think of like that one's really hard, but I think of like some type of like I don't think my mind's like, I don't know, like much movies that had to do with like the world or something, but maybe some type. I was thinking of, I don't know, like universe, some type of like universe themed show. And then again in their Harry Potter, I think it's Hogsmeade, they have the Death Eater symbol. Think it's Death Eater. It was very popular. They had it for already 2 years. We only have it for 1 year, and it's very popular, so definitely be coming back. Their scare zones are also unknown. First in UB venue, they have the same mute symbol, film symbol, still think it's a quiet place. Then in the Parisian square, they have the South America symbol with a flower in it, so it's a little different from Orlando. So when I see that, I go over to a Frankenstein. The flower kind of connects. If not, I really lean with that one over to like Creature from the Black Lagoon. Then in the Mummy queue, they have literally like a metal kind of garage / shed with like fire over top. I think that one's Slaughter Cinema, since it's Slaughter Cinema has like 50s themed, and when I see that, I think of like, you know, biker, like that biker feeling, you know, like that 50s biker feeling. So I think sometime it would be cool if they made like Slaughter Cinema here, one type of like Slaughter Cinema here in Orlando, then do another house in Hollywood that would kind of like connect each other, like there would be two missing pieces and they would connect together. Then in Soundstage 15, they have a pair of sunglasses with stars in them, and this is new, they have like a record, you know, like a disc, music disc symbol. When I see that, I think of one of the biggest rumors right now, and I think of the weekend, he could be returning, making his return. I know that house was very popular. Bring it to Hollywood, and it will be also very popular there. So I think of that. Then over in T-Pad, they have a symbol of a pig with crosses in its eyes and a film symbol. So when I think of that, it's very difficult for that one. I think of some horror movie that's themed around pigs or something. But yeah, that was really difficult for me. Then we have in Soundstage 22, they have the Cadillac symbol and the film symbol. Still think it's Ghostbusters. We have heard so many rumors about it, and I feel like it would be perfect. Then they have in the Terratron, they have the Blumhouse logo, literally like Blumhouse logo with a film symbol. So some type of Blumhouse themed Terratron will be cool. I wish I was there to, you know, experience. They do that. I wish I was there to experience it myself. And then in the H lot tent number 2, they have the same lantern with the film symbol. I think of Insidious when I think of that. So same guess for Orlando or Hollywood with that one. And then they have the same as Orlando, the female symbol with the Bride of Frankenstein hair and a film symbol. Again, still think it's some type of Bride of Frankenstein alone house, all female monsters, or Lisa Frankenstein. I'm leaning over to more of like all female monsters or Bride of Frankenstein. I think my least favorite guess for that one will be Lisa Frankenstein. I don't think they would go that far with Bride of Frankenstein, but maybe. But I will still love any two. But yeah, guys, that's gonna do it for today's episode discussing the both speculation maps for Orlando and Hollywood. We are very looking forward to the event. We already have dates from August 30th to November 3rd, and wait, they have already have tickets, single night tickets on sale, Rip Tours on sale, and a behind the scenes where they will go during the day and just, you know, go through the houses. No scare actors, no nothing. That would be, I really recommend that one to someone that wants to kind of give a try to Halloween Horror Nights, but without, you know, having to like go to the night and just coming back to the resort or something because they didn't like it or something. So I would definitely recommend that for anybody who would like to, you know, give a try and see what Halloween Horror Nights is about. The passes are still not on sale. They should be on sale soon. So we are very excited for that. We're probably gonna buy one, you know, so we can go a few times to HHN. But we are very looking forward to it. So be sure to stay tuned because I will be with you guys here again on another episode if they ever announce something or another speculation map or any big rumors or something. But be sure to check out our YouTube channel with the same name. And be sure to follow us on Instagram. But remember, guys, if you can imagine it, you can do it. And I'll talk to you guys on the next one. Bye.